8:45. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. We are very happy you've decided to start your day and your week here with us on Monday, March 25th. Almost 3 months of 2019 done. We are sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig if you want to be a part of the show. If you're already up with us, exciting. 419-240-1055, 419-240-1055. You can text the show anytime you'd like. You can call us to get a free astrological reading after 8 o'clock for Janet Amid. She'll be here with us then. Before that, panel full of ladies, and what won't your kid put down? Also on the show today, the $1,000 payoff is back just before 9 o'clock. We'll also get you qualified for our cabin fever reliever around 8:20 or so. It's a busy show today. 5:46, good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hey. Hello.
I wanted to throw your timing off. Sorry.
I was ready.
We didn't get a chance to talk about it. Did you enjoy Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I did. We didn't really care for Act 1.
The second act was better.
It was. But like, Act 1 set up everything for Act 2. In typical fashion.
Do you know what it was, though? We've seen it a million times.
Right. And then to actually see it, like how they pick the children and everything. But Act 2 was money well spent.
I don't know what Philip was talking. Oh, I forgot to bring your money. I'm going to give you more money. Philip, I don't know what Philip was not talking about. But it was a good show.
It was good. And, I said the real name. Stefan and I were talking, Like we said, the first act built stuff up, but the entrance of the Oompa Loompas was the best thing I've ever seen on stage. And I was like, okay, I'm awake now. So yeah, it was really, really good.
I think...
Talented cast.
Yeah, how about this? Was the second half better because it's when Willy Wonka got to do most of the heavy lifting and he was clearly the star of the cast?
I feel like... Act 2 was better because Act 1 was so heavy. It was so, depressing. And not,
Charlie's poor.
It wasn't bright. It was just dark and gloomy. But then, once they went into the factory and, bright colors and all the kids were together. And they had really good on-stage chemistry.
You know what it was? It was pure imagination.
And Augustus Gloop stole that show with his chubby self.
I like the jokes and the timing of the humor and some of the modern nature of it as well. Yeah. Like, because 50 years ago when Mike TV was in television, that was high tech.
However, Mike TV's mom's song about her just doing pills every time her son was around her It was so funny because there's parents out there who are just like, oh, give me more wine.
And
this child is getting on my nerves.
And her being a wino.
Yeah. And I love the adult humor that was mixed with the kid humor. So everyone got it. The one part when he was like, if you milk the giraffe, you get a pina colada. And he points to Mike TV's mom and she just points back and I'm like, you know it.
It was good.
It was good time. Yeah.
Leaving the Stranahan reminds me of why I always liked leaving sporting events. Dad, can we go? It's the seventh inning. Dad, can we go? I just want to be there. I hate getting out of parking lots.
There's no order. And then everyone's going one way and then you have that one car who's just like, well, I'm going to mess up the whole feng shui and go the opposite way of everyone because this is the quicker route. So Stefan and I just sat in the parking lot for maybe 30 minutes. He was like, you're not going to move. I go, no, I've done this before. You just sit here and wait. Because us moving forward, we're just going to move forward and wait. Move forward and wait.
I didn't think people, I'm against left-handed turns onto main roads. But I guess because Glendale, Heather Downs at that time was so dead for it being 10:30, 10:45.
Yeah.
People were able to make lefts pretty quickly. And I thought we were going to be there for hours. But I hate the mishmash is getting out.
It was weird because, you said, at some events, you see those people leave early. You're like, oh, those are people who, they want to get out of the parking lot. They know there's an encore, but they're like, I can listen to the song in the car. But, this is the one where, maybe it's because there were children there. Everyone left at one time.
Yeah.
It was even hell getting out of the actual theater. I told Stefan, I said, we're just going to sit here until the front rows are gone. So he's like, you don't want to leave now? I was like, nope, we're just make our way through. And then there was an opening, and we got through. And so luckily, we got out quickly, more quick than I thought. But we sat in that parking lot for a good maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes.
I was antsy.
We ate our leftovers.
Did you?
We're just nibbling. We're like, okay, whatever.
Tell me if this is a thing for shows like this or any other place you've been. So, Cece,
Who is gorgeous, by the way.
She wanted to go to the bathroom at the intermission. And we walk out. We're upstairs. And we walk out. And that line for the women's bathroom was like 30 people
deep.
Is
there not one upstairs?
There is one upstairs.
Okay.
But that was the long line. We went downstairs, where the bathrooms are downstairs at the Stranahan, near the Great Hall. That was a line, too. She's like, I'll just wait 20 minutes.
There's one in the basement. That's where I went.
Yeah. Well, they did open, one of the ushers went downstairs, got a sign, and they changed the men's bathroom upstairs to a women's bathroom.
Oh, did they? Because it was too long.
Is it usually like that for women?
I believe so. Like, no matter where I go, the women's line is, I don't know how women do it. They have great holding powers. Because me, it starts tingling down there, and I'm like doing the potty dance like I'm 5 years old. But yeah, because I waited in the men's line, which was equally as long on the Great Hall side, and literally some guy was like, isn't there a bathroom in the basement? And then like his wife was in the other line. She's like, I don't think it's open today. And I went to myself. I was like, I'm not even going to tell you. But yeah, I'm going to go check it out. Sure was. And I waited in line down there for like 30 seconds. Yeah. So there's the bathroom in the basement if you ever go to anything at the Stranahan.
552, good morning. The morning reboot. It's Eric Chase and Flood. You can text the show, 419-240-1055. I'm adding all these musicals to my background.
I know. Look at you.
It was last fall? No, maybe last spring? Went to go see Philip in a show when Danny was in town at the Valentine. Saw the Rocky Horror at Collingwood. Yeah. Was invited to talk at Ottawa Hills when they did Next to Normal, which was very good.
I know. That's on my bucket list.
It is really good. Yeah. Those kids were so talented and so great. And then this one. I'm seeing all these musicals.
Good for you. Expanding your horizons. Mm. Yeah, and they were really good. Like, I'm excited for next season. We got Lion King, Fiddler coming, Waitress, which I have no desire to see. But
after now like a full weekend of maybe hearing that people didn't like it, have you simmered on Us?
No, I still want to see it. I'll make my own decision. Because, like, we talk. Was it Friday? So, Saturday. We went Saturday. And I was telling everyone on social media was just letting it have it. And now, like, going through Twitter today and my Facebook. Facebook people don't like it. Twitter people do. So.
I've reflected.
I was like, I don't know who to believe.
So, Cece and I went at, like, 1 on Saturday. Mm-hmm. We were the only white people there.
Were you the only bright spot in a sea of darkness?
No. Well, it was a dark moon. We were the only white people, so I made sure to know what I was laughing at because of the way Winston Duke changes his voice, as we've talked about a couple times now.
Okay.
Don't say you don't talk black or something like that, because right. He kind of does something like that. But I think here's how I'm going to look at it. I appreciate reflecting on it more than I enjoyed the actual movie.
Okay.
Like talking to Vinny and then reading some reviews. Like, I appreciate it is a deeply critical, it's like a deep critical thinking kind of movie.
Okay.
After you step back from it. But in the moment, I didn't love the conclusion, all but right. Made $70 million.
Right. I mean, we gonna get a third one. It's gonna be a trilogy of some sort.
Or, yeah, I don't know if it'll be Us too, but I could see it's the Peele verse.
Okay.
The Jordan Peele universe, whatever you want to call it.
Is it one of those movies that, like you said, it's an after the fact movie, but like watching it and like after seeing it, could you see a third one encompassing all three of them?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. He and Stefan and I briefly chatted about this Saturday night. Jordan Peele loves Westworld.
Yes.
And I've never heard him say that, but just from the way he makes his movies and the themes and the technology or the science behind things, like, it could be right out of the Westworld universe. And I love that show on HBO.
You and Stefan were having that conversation, and then that's when Cece and I just started drinking our cocktails. We're like, okay.
It's a great show. It's a great show.
Good weekend.
We went. She wanted to go to Costco yesterday for this protein drink that I like. I've never been to Costco before since I can remember. I've been to those wholesale places,
okay,
but this is the first time I've been to Costco. And we went just as it opened, like 10:30 yesterday, the Perrysburg one. Maybe it's because I wasn't awake yet. The coffee hadn't kicked in. That was a lot of stimulation.
There's a lot there.
There was a lot going on.
There was a lot.
And I can't say that we were in there for more than 30 minutes. We did go up and down every aisle, mm-hmm. and I bought a couple of things. But it was a lot for me. There was a lot of stimulation.
The Costco's and Sam's, and it's just... I think for me, because I went with my... I usually go with my mom when she does her grocery shopping. If I were to ever go by myself, it would be one of those things I have to plan out. I'm here to get what I need to get and get out. Because my mom is a repeat aisle offender. That means someone who goes up and down the aisle and still don't get nothing. And you're like, we've already been down this aisle. Well, you never know. I'm like, no, it's definitely... I know how you feel. I think...
It wasn't that. Because I was okay like going up and down every aisle. It was just their... It seemed people were without manners, not paying attention to what they were doing.
Okay.
There were kids screaming.
So I'm on the
babies.
Different
aspect.
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't the time of going up because I wanted to see what was there and mm-hmm. I wanted to see, was that a good deal? I mean, I learned the produce wasn't that good of a deal, but I got a couple of things on her card. But, and then just the mishmash, the chaos of people trying to get in lines.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was.
You went early on a Sunday, too.
It was a lot.
That's good though.
It was a lot. What'd you do yesterday?
I'm laughing because I don't know how old I am because I did my brunch 35, show.
35 years old.
Well, it didn't feel like it yesterday. Did my brunch show, went to George's, took everything off, was at home by like 4:30, told Steph out I would call him, went to sleep at 5, woke up this morning at 4:45. That was my Sunday.
Like, is it late for you?
What? To get
4:45,
up?
4:45, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I heard the alarm, and I just hit snooze. And, you know, I've been really good on not hitting my snooze. I don't know. Maybe my body needed it. I just remember I was like, oh, well. And I put my phone on ringer. So I was like, oh, when he calls me, I'll just wake up. Messaged me. Didn't get it. I was dead to the world. But, yeah, it was fun. I had my little brunch show. It was packed. Hung out with my newsy girls. I have your phone if you're listening. You left it at the BAR.
I'm going to run out to my car. Thanks for reminding me.
Her phone's in my car, too. We just had a good time. It was actually good to actually hang out with the brunch and do stuff during the day because normally on Sunday I sleep in. It was reversed. Normally I sleep in at like 4, then get up and do something and come back home at like 6, 7, or 8. But this time I was like, I was up. Went to bed at 5. And now I'm here with soap in my eye. It is burning so bad. The more I rub it, the more it keeps
Don't rub
around.
It then.
I know, but
Put
it's
some
like,
water in there.
I know, but it hurts. Good morning, Scott, Dina. Sorry, did it again.
I think
all my friends, Josh, Nikki.
I think I made it to 5:30 last night because I didn't sleep well the night before. She had slept over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm used to getting pinched by dogs on either side of me.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't, and it was Andre on one side. He was under a pillow somehow.
Uh-huh.
And she was on the other side, and I didn't sleep well at all Saturday night. So I just said, I'm going to try to make up for last night.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
That's good.
I'm good enough.
Same.
I'm good enough. $1,000 payoff is back this morning. We'll do that a little before 9. Final week to get you qualified for the Cabin Fever Reliever to pick out a place in Florida where it is more predictably warm than it is here. We're going to have some nice days this week, but chillier than the actual average highs. Good to have you here. Text the show this morning, 419-240-1055. 15 minutes away, less than 15 minutes from the rated game. Hang on.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance.
6:12. Good morning, the morning reboot. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. $1,000 payoff returns today. Cabin Fever Reliever. Those are both later on this morning. You can find out more on our website, Q1055.com. A big fire in Springfield and some things to get to with some possible changes downtown and to smoking laws around 6:30 this morning with just the news you need. Stefan is everything I imagined he'd be, but taller.
Everyone says that when they see him. Oh my God, I'm smiling. It's gross. I like him.
He does look like that guy I showed you, though.
He does. I haven't shown him that picture yet, but I have it saved on my phone just in case.
Is he listening now?
He should be. He just clocked in.
Does he listen to the podcast?
He does both.
Stefan, Todd McShay.
Todd McShay.
Google Todd McShay and draw a beard on him. You know what my favorite thing is? One of my favorite things, when people say, I used to listen to you over there, and now I listen to you here.
Mm.
That makes me feel good.
He did say that.
Makes me feel good.
Yeah, it was good. We had a great time, and Yeah.
You enjoyed Cece?
I did.
She's vulgar.
Love her sense of humor.
Yeah.
Like, I could hang out with her without you two around. Like, I feel like we could have Floyd and Cece day.
It's very relentless.
It's hilarious. Because I remember the first time she did it, I went, are we just tearing down the walls now? Because this is my type of humor. So yeah. I'm just like, yes.
There's no cruise control. It goes right in.
I like it.
The rated game for today, Monday, March 25th, when we got home on Saturday night, I was like, I want to watch a movie. Can we watch a movie? Mm-hmm. And I thought Aquaman might be available. And I was like, are you okay with 2 hours of Jason Momoa and his shirt off? She's like, yeah, I follow him on Instagram. I was like, oh, yeah, this. But I couldn't get that yet. So there's a new...
It's not available to rent?
You can buy it. That's how it works. Okay. Like, when it first comes out for a week or so, you can buy it. Then it's rentable. So we watched this movie called Triple Frontier on Netflix. Okay. And it's kind of like those Expendables movies.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Younger. And all the right. cast was Garrett Hedlund, who you'd know if you saw him, Charlie Hunnam, Pedro Pascal, Oscar Isaac, and Ben Affleck.
Okay. Oh, I think I saw like the poster for it.
Yeah, it was a, you know.
It looks like your every stereotypical like Saving Private Ryan poster, right?
Pretty much.
Okay, I know what you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. And it wasn't a great movie, but it was eye candy for me.
Okay.
So your first one,
yes.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Lord, here we go.
Ben Affleck.
I think he's underrated. He has like that dad look, and like he doesn't get like the quote unquote sex symbol status he deserves. It's not ugly, so I will say underrated.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Musicals.
Oh, those are underrated. Because there's so many people who are like so anti-musical in theater, but like once they go, you're kind of just like, oh, I understand the magic. So definitely underrated.
There is a bit of a recall going on here. I think we're clear, but overrated, underrated, properly rated, avocados.
They're overrated to me because I'm allergic.
Really?
I am.
They make my what happens?
They make my throat itch.
Just itch?
Mm-hmm.
Or it feels like it's closing up?
No, it itches, and then I get like little bumps in my little throat area. We found out the hard way when Stefan gave me sushi with avocados in it. But I didn't have a reaction then. It was just like a little sliver.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Testicles.
They are overrated. They're just there to serve a purpose. They make babies. They store the babies. Is that what they do?
Well, I'm sure they do other things as well. So Melissa Andrews did her story on WTOL and she sent it to us and we played it on Friday. But then it was on the front page of one of the newspaper sections this weekend, yesterday in the Blade. And I think they had their jokes as well.
Uh-huh.
But that was this weekend. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Funnel cake.
That's properly rated. It's good. Sweet, delicious.
Holy Toledo is all that I expected it to be the other day.
Okay, good. Yes.
Have you ever had it?
Mm-hmm.
I had
it for the block party. Sorry, it was the first time. I don't know where that random burp came from.
You burp a lot during the show.
I know. That was odd. Okay.
Next up. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Beer koozies.
Beer koozies. They're properly... They're overrated.
Do they work?
Don't really do anything, do they?
Do they keep your beer cool?
Is that what it's for? I thought it was for people who don't want... condensation on their hands from beer. Is that what they're for?
Could be. I think it's to keep them colder.
Oh, then I stand by my statement. They're overrated because I don't know what they do.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Trash cans.
They're properly rated.
Last one. Gator bites.
What are those?
Like fried pieces of gator, like the fried chicken.
Like gator jerky?
No, more like a chicken chunk or like a chicken nugget, but it's gator.
Gator?
The menu says gator.
Underrated? Because I never heard it.
I think it's spicy.
And clearly it's popular if people are talking about
Google it. Google gator bites real
gator
fast.
Gator bites.
It should be like a little ball that looks like a fried chicken nugget.
Oh, can we get those here?
Maybe if it's on the Funny Bones menu.
I just feel like it would take... They do look like a little chicken nugget.
See? And I think they're spicy. Now, I don't know if it's real gator, but it says it is. It says it's gator.
That sounds like something that would taste like bubble gum. You're just chewing it the whole time.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
I try not to eat anything that could possibly eat me.
That's good juju. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know what? I'm taking that philosophy. Like,
right.
Hey, should you try squid? Nope, because there's a giant one in the middle of the ocean.
Squid, sharks, gators.
Yeah.
But like cows and chicken, can't eat me. 6:18 with the morning reboot on Q105. What if you had to be 21 to smoke? What if there were more places to walk downtown and more parking? We'll get to all that in just the news you need next on the morning reboot. Text us 419-240-1055.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Pound those papers.
Yes.
6:32, good morning. New Governor Mike DeWine wants to raise the minimum age to buy tobacco in the state from 18 to 21. The proposal is part of his budget for the fiscal years of 20 and 21, which was recently released. If the budget is approved, the change in age would apply not only to cigarettes, but to other alternative nicotine products, such as chewing tobacco, e-cigarettes, and vaping. DeWine's proposed budget shows raising the age from 18 to 21 would reduce tobacco and sales tax collections by $17 million in the first year. According to the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, about 15% of high school students in Ohio, or about 92,000, smoke. The organization also reports that approximately 5,400 kids under the age of 18 become new daily smokers each year. It also says data shows that smoking kills more people than AIDS, car crashes, illegal drugs, murder, and suicides combined.
I thought he's doing a lot of stuff in a short amount of time. Every time I think back to why he's doing this, but
like, get it out there now. So yeah, you got all these years to work on. I don't know how I feel about this. I guess I am indifferent because I have never wanted to smoke.
Well, I was just looking up. There's 7 states to do it, and the rest are like city driven ages that are 21 and up. I just feel if you're 18, you're an adult. If you want to smoke, smoke. That's not my place to tell you.
All right, let me throw that out for discussion for just a moment. Looking back now.
Yes.
Were you really an adult at 18?
I was, but
if you look back at your decisions, do you believe that you were making capable adult decisions at 18?
I'm more mature now than I was at 18.
Well, okay, so you're still not answering my question, but that's my point.
But here's the thing, though. Like, if they're smoking in school, those aren't 18-year-olds. Those are like six. They're going to find some way to do it anyway. I mean,
probably.
And if you're going to smoke, you're going to smoke. Just like people are going to drink, they're going to drink. I just feel like.
I look back and go, at 16, I was not ready to drive. And somebody put me behind the wheel.
right.
I guess my bigger question for this is, with my indifference toward it, because I'm just not a smoking person.
Same.
I guess it's good tax revenue and less people who could buy them. How would it affect any future marijuana legalities? Like, would you then have to be 21 to buy when they legalize weed?
I think you have to be 21 anyway to buy weed.
Do you?
In Colorado, you do.
Do you? Okay. I didn't know that.
I mean, in Colorado, you do. I don't know about Michigan, which
okay.
I should probably know more about because we're so close.
Next up, the Downtown Toledo Transportation Plan. How to make things friendlier for bikers, walkers, and motorists all coexisting downtown. As presented to the February 27th meeting, the consultants have proposed concentrating downtown traffic on a handful of streets, including Erie, Michigan, and Washington, while converting traffic lanes on others, most notably Summit, but also others, into space for wider sidewalks, bike lanes, street trees, or more curbside parking. Among initial proposals is to convert most of downtown's remaining one-way streets, but not Erie or Michigan, to two-way traffic. That would include 11th and 14th, which now connect 75 ramps used by West Toledo commuters. Among issues acknowledged in the preliminary documents is that Summit carries the state Route 65 designation, so diverting its current truck traffic to other streets could be a challenge. Also, we'll get to this other story in a second. Any thoughts on that?
That just sounds like a lot of confusion for a commuter.
Yeah.
To be honest. But.
And we're already. God, I'm sorry.
When they bring up stuff like this, eventually it does work its way out, work itself out. But like for me as a commuter reading this story and hearing the story, I'm like, whew, I went cross-eyed. So if it helps, I'm all for it. But
I don't know if there is. This is going to be a problem. I remember a couple of years. I remember. 5-6 years ago now, when they started landscaping the middle of Summit, where Promenade Park was.
Yeah.
Before Promenade Park was brought back to life. And then the Prometica stuff happened. I'm like, they're landscaping the middle of this. They need to take that away. Mm-hmm. Like, the streets need to be widened somehow for all the traffic, but we also want bigger. So this is going to take some good architecture people and engineering. And I don't know if there are enough inbound, outbound ways from 75 and other arteries to get into and out of downtown. Like, when I would leave downtown in the mornings before, like, 8, 9 o'clock, I'd see people getting off on Washington Street, and it was just backed up.
Yeah. So, it'll work. Like I said, all these proposals, we jump to a conclusion. Just let them do their thing and give it time.
People will always be angry.
Yeah.
Also, changes for downtown. Metered parking. So, currently, metered parking is enforced in the immediate downtown area only. It's free during weekday lunch hours and also free after 5 o'clock and weekends. In other spots, parking is totally free, but with time limits. City leaders want to change the parking scene, and they've drafted plans to do so. Some updates could include implementing paid parking all day, enforced time limits, and bigger fines. Plans also call for adding meters to Uptown and the Warehouse District. Zach Leahy, your guy,
from Manhattan's, says
free parking usually draws people to his Adam Street businesses. For him, meters would only be a cash grab in an area where he says parking isn't an issue. Despite mixed emotions, City Council still needs to have its say on plans. If changes are approved, some of them could take effect by the end of the year. We probably need some discussion about parking and restrictions downtown, maybe not quite uptown yet. Yeah. But this is part of the more walkers, more motorists, more people thing.
But I think, like, if you want to keep having people draw people to your business, I think this would defer them more, I think.
I don't think so. You're talking cents.
I know, but, like, cents add up if you're down there every Friday for the concert series. But, I mean, whatever. It is what it
is. This is government. This is what being a city is like. And when there was nothing, when there was very little to do downtown, yes, there was an extra appeal of you don't have to pay to park, and it was easier to park. When things, like, look, you want to go to shows at the Stranahan? You're asking to wait in the parking lot to get out afterwards.
Right.
It's just a part of things becoming more popular. And if you can't afford the extra buck or two or whatever it may be, they'll make it easy by you being able to use debit cards. If you can't afford it, you might not be able to be downtown anyway.
I say we all just Uber and don't even give them their money.
Do that. But guess what?
Step the established order.
The more people that will use Uber, the more costly it will become. Oh, well. It's pretty simple economics.
I'd rather Uber than pay for parking.
60 people are without a place to live after a big fire in Springfield Township. It started 1 o'clock yesterday morning at the Lake of the Woods apartments on Bancroft, just west of McCord. According to firefighters, people living in the complex were evacuated. Firefighters say 24 units were impacted by the fire. A Red Cross shelter for those impacted is set up at Springfield High. Firefighters from the township, Sylvania Township, Ridgefield Township, and Monclova and Toledo all helped out to get it under control. Springfield Township says one firefighter was taken to the hospital for a minor injury. Thankfully, no one else was hurt. A cause of the fire is still unknown. The state fire marshal is investigating. Some sports stuff quickly. The Walleye are back in the Kelly Cup playoffs with just 7 games to go in the regular season and 36 wins. They needed a point to secure a playoff spot, and they did so by taking the Fort Wayne Comets to overtime yesterday. They'll continue a 5-game homestand next weekend. Also, Michigan throttled Florida in the tournament on Saturday. They play Houston in the Sweet 16 Thursday at 9:30, and Anaheim and Ohio State's run in the tournament ended yesterday with a 74-59 loss to Houston. So there's that. The Powerball numbers with no winner are now up to $750 million. Nobody won. 24, 25, 52, 60, 66, and 5. No grand prize drawing happened. So Wednesday night is the next time we'll go for this. The jackpot is the 4th largest in U.S. history and the biggest Powerball total yet so far last year. Biggest Powerball total so far yet this year. Last year, a secretive Mega Millions player won a jackpot worth $1.5 billion and kept everyone in suspense as they waited till the last minute to come forward, and they took the one-time payout of $878 million.
Be that person.
So 700, and I believe you have a 1 in 300 million chance of winning the $750 million.
Man, that's crazy.
Wednesday night, good luck.
Back to the marijuana story, you do have to be 21 in Michigan. But if you have a medical card, you can be 18.
Look at that.
Yes.
6:41, the morning reboot. Dr. Dre is in the news. Dun, dun, dun. Not for music reasons, but because it's tied to the college scandal. And, of course, a big weekend for Jordan Peele's Us. We'll get to all that before 7 on Q105. Text the show, 419-240-1055. 6:54, good morning, the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. Not that it matters a ton, but it does matter to me. Correction! Michigan, who won the other day, they beat Florida. They play Texas Tech on Thursday. Sorry.
Oh, it's all good.
You can always correct me. I'm the one that's usually wrong. Not opinions, facts.
Yeah. It's all good.
Seem to be cloudy these days. And text the show. We're brought to you. Text the show 419-240-1055. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag SunPig. All right. So why is Dr. Dre in the news? Well, he boasted about her acceptance into USC all on her own. She posted something as well. The Instagram posts were seen as a shot at the college admissions scandal that has brought down Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman. And I believe I read that Loughlin's kids are still at USC. My daughter got accepted into USC all on her own. No jail time. He wrote alongside a photo of him and his daughter, truly. Lip noise. Posing with her certificate of admission. On her Insta story, all my hard work paid off. I'm going to film school. Many media outlets noted that Dr. Dre is essentially USC royalty, as his post came 6 years after he and record producer Jimmy Iovine made a $70 million donation to the university to establish the Jimmy Iovine and Andre Young Academy for Arts. I believe that's his real name. Mm-hmm. The Academy Arts for Technology for the Young Academy. Stop. The Academy for Arts, Technology, and Business of Innovation. Since the college admission scandal was unveiled, USC has been the most implicated school. Once he wrote that check of donation to create that program, anybody he wanted to get in was getting in.
Oh, right, for sure. And it looks like she's going to be part of that program.
It shows, like, I like to think that a lot of, like, rich people and rich business people are pretty shrewd and pretty smart, like, or else they wouldn't have made all that money.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that they don't have massive blind spots that detach them from reality.
Right, and then, like, so, like, don't brag. Just say, typical dad, congratulations, baby girl, you did it. Like, why is there no jail time necessary? I know it's USC, but, like, that the whole post is ridiculous. Like, my daughter got accepted into USC on her own. That's all you had to say.
But she didn't.
But, right. And then I think triggered the mindset of this. It was, he's like, no jail time, ! And then someone's like, you donated some money, bruh.
Yeah, let me take back maybe her grade, that would be better. Like, post your transcripts.
Yeah.
Post your SAT, ACT test. Like, that's more viable than all of this. And look, I'll correct myself. Maybe she did get in all on her own,
right,
on her skills and talents and intellect and everything else that makes for a good college resume.
Right.
But it certainly helps to have your dad donate, you know, so much money to the school.
And also not the good climate to make that bragging post.
People got blind spots,
right,
man. Us has set a new opening weekend record for original horror film, $70.2 million. This total for Jordan Peele's latest film blows by the original horror movie opening, 50.2, by A Quiet Place last year. Us has also more than doubled the opening weekend earned by Peele's previous film, Get Out, which opened to $33 million a couple of Februarys ago. Peele and Us were able to successfully ride the critical acclaim from its South by Southwest premiere 2 weeks ago, and its 94% Rotten Tomatoes score, one of the biggest openings for any horror film, adding around $16.5 million from 47 overseas market. Made about $90 million against a budget of just $20 million. That's a very small budget, but it has me asking, how much did the actors like Winston Duke and Lupita Nyong'o get paid? That's always a big thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like equal pay, depending on, you know, what your role is. She is very much the lead of that movie.
Okay.
But I'm wondering what each of them got paid for it.
I will say this, because you've seen it, and then I've seen it, like, back and forth, it's been 50-50 about how people like it. People love the kids.
My only gripe with the movie is I disliked the ending.
Okay.
But the characters were great.
People love the kids. I was like, oh, I need to see this.
They're really good.
Okay.
The acting was great. The production of it, which I kind of griped about with Captain Marvel, how it feel they really shoehorned in those 90s songs in Captain Marvel.
Uh-huh.
Like the song, the nostalgic songs in this were much more fitting.
Okay.
Maybe because Jordan Peele is a more refined producer.
Okay.
But go see it. You can even leave before the ending if you want. And if, like I said, I've enjoyed the dialogue and reflecting on the movie more than I actually enjoyed what happened in the theater.
Okay.
I didn't even know they were going to make a live action or another Scooby-Doo. Deadline is when Zac Efron will voice the dapper Fred and Amanda Seyfried will be the preppy Daphne in Warner Brothers Animation Group Scooby-Doo feature film Scoob. It's the first time since Warner's 2004 live action take on the cartoon Scooby-Doo 2 Monsters Unleashed that gave the Mystery Inc. gang have hit the big screen. In the new Scooby-Doo movie, they team up with other characters in the Hanna-Barbera universe to save the world from the evil Dick Dastardly.
I remember him.
Previously announced for the pick is Will Forte, who plays Shaggy. Gina Rodriguez is Velma. Tracy Morgan is Captain Caveman. And Frank Welker will reprise the voice of Scoob, having been the voiceover for the Hound from in the 1969-1970 series Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Scooby, Scooby-Doo, where are you?
We got some work to do now.
You know what I was thinking about over the weekend? Mickey Mouse and how you do a good Mickey Mouse.
Oh.
Can you do that for me?
It's bad. Oh, boy.
That's pretty good. It's 7 o'clock with the morning reboot. What will your child refuse to put down? There might only be one answer, and we'll get to that in less than 15 minutes. If you want to text in something that your kid is addicted to, 419-240-1055. We'll get to it in less than 15 minutes. And again, thanks to Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig.
Q105 Studio.
How it ends? Yeah, that was quick.
713, good morning. It's the morning reboot. $1,000 payoff back just before 9 o'clock here with us. It's Eric and Floyd, 419-240-1055. So there was a story last week, but I'll start it with, we've been calling her Cece, this new woman that I've had the great opportunity and good fortune to meet and hang out with. Her son has a bit of a Fortnite thing, like a lot of kids, where, in short, he wasn't doing his work, and he got some crappy grades, and she's like, what have you been doing? And it was like hours and hours and hours and hours of Fortnite. And then last week, there's a story that I read, and it goes back to last September. A Major League Baseball team, there were a bunch of guys going into the clubhouse, into the locker room, during the game to play Fortnite.
Oh.
So one of the more veteran players walked into the clubhouse, picked up a bat, and went to the TV.
Oh.
And destroyed the television.
He was like, focus!
So I would like to know, what are your kids currently addicted to? And I get it, you know. You maybe limit the screen time or device time for your kids, but even then, while they're on it, I'm sure there's something that they just can't get enough of.
You know, I work at a school when I leave here, and we're pretty good with device usage, but like summertime's coming, spring break has happened, so like there's more free time, and we keep in mind that like, oh, it's their kids. The kids, that they're addicted to YouTube videos.
Okay.
And then the most random YouTube videos. It's not, like, one kid watches Fortnite videos, and, like, my nephew does the same thing, so I'll make it more personal. So my nephew, he watches the Fortnite videos. He watches stuff he can't watch on TV, and my sister caught him, and he got that taken away. So, like, I think the answer we're going to get mostly is kids have their devices, but what are they doing on the devices?
Yeah.
And I think, for me, they're just watching random YouTube videos. I'm just... And, like, I've watched some stuff. Maybe it's just me showing my age. I'm just like, this is dumb. And then my mom's like, well, think about what I had to go through when you watched. I said, but I watched, like, TV. Like, that was TV. You knew what was coming on. Like, I don't have to search it. But they're just random YouTube videos. And I don't get it. But, like, my nephew, his phone is, like, it does not even work as a phone. Like, it's just...
Right.
It's like, what are you doing? I'm playing a game. What game? Oh, I don't know. My friend had it. I just downloaded it on my... You don't know what it is? No, but I'm shooting stuff.
419-240-1055. What is the thing that your kid is addicted to? And the answer, you're right, is like most likely something on the device, whether it's Fortnite, some other game, YouTube videos. Kind of.
I know that's very like general, but like I mean it. Like I'm like, what are you watching? Oh, just some video. Like that's the answer I get. And then I go to it and I'm like, oh, it is some video. I don't know what this is. I don't even know if it's that. Thank the powers that be that I'm not a parent, because I'd be lost. I'd be like, what are you watching? They'd be like, oh, some video. I'd probably just be like, okay.
Extra credit to the parent that calls and says, my kid is addicted to books.
There's a few out there. We have a kid who likes books, but like, they're definitely overshadowed by tablets. Mm-hmm. So
419-240-1055. The one thing that I don't understand in the least bit, and I don't get it at all. I don't understand how people watch other people play video games.
I was going to say, like, so I had to think before I. Why did you see my mouth? Who said? Don't say that, Floyd. Just stop.
Why don't you just play yourself?
It is the Twitch. Is it Twitch? Oh my God, I'm old. I called it the Twitch. It's Twitch. Where like and DJs go in there too, and they play their sets. Like I could see that, but like yeah, there's people that they're. And these people who actually play these games make like $1 million a session.
Is there one dude named Ninja or something?
Yes, he's like the popular one.
Yeah, yeah. 419-240-1055. The thing that your child is addicted to and will not put down. And I would love to know who, I forget, and we had the name in the company on a couple of weeks ago because of the lawsuits. I wonder if like when they're making Fortnite, because we have so much data and information that we can look up and we can do focus groups and tests and all these things. I wonder if when they're making these games, they test the addictiveness of it, and like they can really dig down deep into the psychology. And they're like, wait, no, it's not addictive enough. We need to make it more addictive. Put more things in there up like your dopamine.
And I've tried to play Fortnite. I tried to be that cool uncle, that hip uncle. Sat on my nephew's bed with him. He's like, all right, so do this. And I'm just like, back in my day, we only had an A and B button in a...
Right.
And like now there's like a trigger at the bottom, a swivel, your thumb, but you still got to press. I'm like, ooh, this is... Like your thumbs are more fit than your whole body. Mm. And you're just like, ah!
Are the kids at your school, are they allowed to have their... Like, are they allowed... Do they have their own phones and devices?
No, but sometimes they sneak them in, and we have to
really
be those people. But like, this one kid has a phone better than mine. I'm like, you're 4. I'm like, put that away. I'm not that you're not supposed to have it, but I'm more jealous than anything. But no, we just had a key on the text line that says, yes, random YouTube families. It's so bizarre. I don't know what that means, but maybe they're just maybe a family.
Men videos instead.
Yeah, so, but... Yeah, they're not allowed to have phones. We're not even allowed to have phones out. But like most I said, like when they have their tablets, they use it as talkers and communication devices. But sometimes the kids crack the code and we hear music in the distance. I'm like, what are you doing? Why? Your voice isn't Baby Shark. Like, no. What's happening?
No.
Yeah, so yeah, it's definitely YouTube, and they're watching Fortnite because they can't play it or it's not downloaded on their device. But it's just so bizarre. Like, my nephew watches roller coaster videos, and like he watches like Lego Batman videos, Lego game videos. I'm just like, why don't you just play it? We bought it for you. Like going back to you,
right.
He's like, well, I'm just watching, and like they get a kick out of it. It's like their thing, and I'm just like, I'm not here to judge, but dude, there's so much you can. This could actually be you playing this instead of watching it.
We had our things too. I just don't remember what they were.
I mean, and I'm sure like when my mom went back and she was like, well, imagine how I felt. And I go, but you knew that Tiny Toon Adventures was coming on at 3:30. You knew that I was sitting there with the music, with the volume on high. And you were like, Floyd, turn it down. You know what I mean? Like you knew, but like now these kids can outsource their ways and like. Perfect example. My nephew was on his tablet, and we were at the mall, and he was walking. He and ran into people because he was too busy.
Adults do that too.
Damn phone, because he couldn't pause it for 2 seconds while we went into Sephora.
The question
I don't know.
Maybe the question should have been, what on your phone? What on their device are the kids addicted to? We've got a panel full of ladies coming up in less than 15 minutes. Do you gamble a little bit? Because $750 million is up for grabs on Wednesday. Do you play? Do you gamble? We'll get to that and more coming up. 7:33. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. We still need a couple more ladies for our panel full of ladies. 419-240-1055. We have Sam ready to go.
Samantha.
All right, Samantha, hang on. Two more ladies. 419. Hang on to that.
Okay, there we go.
Sorry. 419-240-1055. A lottery question, gambling, and some more. 419-240-1055. I was just working on questions for tomorrow's tacos and trivia.
Ooh.
We'll do horror movies.
Oh, that's good.
You know what? One thing Us wasn't, at least to me,
a horror movie?
Scary.
Oh, it wasn't scary?
It wasn't scary.
Yes.
Grab them if you would. Yeah. Us made $70 million over the weekend. I went on Friday, and I was a little disappointed at the conclusion and walking out of there, but after reading reviews and reading some of the interpretations and some of the commentaries that Jordan Peele baked into it, it was better to actually think about the movie and reflect on it and consider some of the ideas that he put inside the themes of it and made metaphors out of than it actually was the conclusion of the movie. But I wouldn't deter you from going to see it.
All right. Okay.
First up is Samantha. Hi, Samantha. Good morning. Thanks for calling us.
Good morning.
Samantha's 23, married. How many kids?
One kid
from Walbridge. All right. We also have Janie. Hi, Janie. Good morning. Or Janie or Jamie?
Janie. With an N, as in Nancy.
30. Where are you from?
Toledo.
Married. Single. Kids.
Married, 2 kids.
Okay. Last up is Anna, 28. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Where are you from?
East Toledo.
Any kids? Married?
Yes, married with 2 kids.
Okay, good. Then we'll start with this question. Samantha, since you are married, do you and your I'm guessing husband or significant other, whatever you want to call it, do you kiss each other goodbye each morning?
Not every morning.
Where's the kiss usually at?
Usually, well, I work night shift and he works second shift. So it's usually like if I don't work, it's usually before bed.
Well, I meant like where? Like where do you go? Oh, like is it on the lips?
Usually just
is like
in the living room casually.
No, no. It's not like an all out
makeup. On the lips.
Okay. I was just wondering. I was worrying about the depth of like the kiss. Janie, what about you?
My husband is usually still in bed when I leave for work.
So do you give him a kiss goodbye?
No.
She's like, I'm out.
I would, but I'm usually busy with my 2 girls, and our bedroom's all the way upstairs.
Okay.
It's just too much work.
Okay. So, like, when do you kiss him every day?
Well, yeah.
Well, hey. After you just leaving him there in bed,
just
I don't
not
know.
In the morning.
How about you, Anna? Do you give your person a kiss goodbye each morning?
I try to. Usually today when I'm wearing lipstick, he's like, no, kiss on the cheek, no.
Okay. Samantha, do you play the lottery or do you gamble?
Occasionally.
Okay, to which? Playing the lottery and gambling?
No, sometimes I'd go to the casino, and my favorite is blackjack.
What's the most you've ever won?
Only like $300.
Still something.
That's good, though.
Janie, what about you?
Sure.
Do you play the lottery or do you gamble?
My husband will buy tickets, like, when it gets really, really high. And every once in a while, I'll get scratch-offs, but I like the ones that you can get your money's worth out of, like the crossword puzzle ones.
Okay.
The ones that, like, take 10 minutes to do.
Right.
And you don't feel like you're just, like, throwing your money out the window.
No, I totally get it. That's why I don't gamble. Like, I would lose my money too quickly. I'd rather spend, like, $50 or $100 somewhere else. So will he bring home Mega Millions tickets on Wednesday?
Oh, I don't know. He probably hasn't been paying attention to it.
Well,
I'm going to say he probably buys lottery tickets like maybe once a year.
Okay.
Maybe
well,
twice.
It's $750 million now, so dollar in a dream.
Anna, he'll probably be saying something.
Anna, what about you? Do you gamble or do you play the lottery?
Once in a great blue moon, my husband will go into like a pool at work and they'll put in money to get the lottery tickets when it's really big. I'm surprised he actually hasn't yet. But other than that, we just go to the casino once in a great blue moon. We each take $20. Once that's gone, we're done.
How long? What's the shortest the $20 has ever lasted you?
Probably about, we've made it last an hour.
What's the short, that's the shortest though?
Yeah, because like sometimes he'll get lucky on the machine. He'll like double it. Like, yeah, let's keep going. And then we lose it. We're like, oh, damn.
Still an hour. An hour for 20 bucks? Like, I was thinking, like, I'd take 20 bucks and, like, go. I'd go to Applebee's or something. And I know I'm guaranteed a half an hour. Samantha, how long does it take you to make important decisions? Are you quick? Or do you, what's your process for making important decisions?
I'm pretty quick because I'm a nurse. So I always have to, like, be quick on my feet of making decisions.
Okay. Janie, what about you? Are you pretty quick like Samantha, or do you kind of agonize over them?
It just depends on what it is. If it's something that, like, needs to be dealt with in the moment, I'm really good about that. But, like, if it's, like, I need to buy something new, I will stay online and look and look and look on at every single store to see what the best price is and, you know. So it just depends on what it is. But okay. I'm pretty quick on my feet.
Anna, what about you? How agonizing can it be to make important decisions?
Yeah, it depends on what it is. I mean, if it's something like life-changing, definitely takes me a while to make that decision. But if it's something that's still important but not too bad, I can figure it out pretty quickly.
Okay. Samantha, how long does it take you to get ready for work? And how long does it take you to get ready to go out?
For work, it takes me only about 15 minutes.
Okay.
I'm very quick. To go out, I would say it probably takes me like 45 minutes.
All right.
A little bit longer.
Janie, what about you? How long does it take you to get ready for work, and how long does it take you to go out?
Probably about 15 to get ready, and probably about the same, because I don't really do anything different if I'm going out, other than I might change my clothes like 5 more times.
Anna, what about you? How long does it take you to get ready for work, and how long does it take you to get ready to go out?
For both, about 45 minutes, especially if I'm going out with my husband, because I'm trying to look good, and for work, I work in an office, so I have to, like, make sure I'm wearing nice clothes and make myself presentable.
Okay. All right, let's see. I'm going to put everybody on hold.
Yeah.
Samantha, Janie, and Anna, thank you. Thank you, ladies. Samantha, don't go anywhere. That's our panel full of ladies for Monday.
They were good. I liked them.
I liked them as well.
They were good.
I'm glad they were good because I'm off my game today. Can you
Why?
Tell? Can you tell I'm off my game?
No, not really, but you're your own worst critic all the time.
I'm off my game.
I feel like it's like a super Monday, like a super moon. Like, I feel like it's Monday. I feel like there's something in the air that something's going to happen. I can't necessarily say it's good or bad. Maybe Janet could elaborate, but I just feel it in my spirit.
We'll have Janet in after 8 o'clock to get you a free astrological reading. Did Justin Bieber destroy something in Iceland? And what's going on with Kate Beckinsale's Instagram before 8 a.m.? 8:14. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric Chase, Floyd, and our friend Janet Amid is here with us. Lots of calls lined up to get free astrological readings. Janet, I'm in this weird mood. Like, everything feels like this isn't happening. Like, I'm in slow motion. Like, we're not even on the radio.
Well, it's hard. I mean, it's hard to say what it would be. I just think, you know, I don't know. I have no answers. I will say this. I will say this much. Right now, Venus is going into Pisces, and I think it's on the 27th, which is interesting because you have Taurus and Aries in your chart. It's not bad. Mercury's going into a direct motion. And according to what I see here, I think you are in this kind of, it's a crazy day today. It's like a voided course day today. It feels a little off to me too. I couldn't sleep last night. All toss and turn.
I slept fine. I might have slept too much, but I wanted to catch up because I didn't sleep on Saturday. Hey, if you know what I mean.
What do you mean you didn't sleep?
I meant that I had a
you
girl.
Have something in your eye?
I had a girl and a dog, and I was squished in between, and I didn't sleep well Saturday. But yeah, I just feel like everything's in slow motion today.
Well, you know, I just think it's a change of the seasons, too, and everything.
Okay.
I think so. Don't you think? You're also very sensitive to what's going on around you. Universally, things like that. You feel things very deeply.
For
that's
like,
what I think.
For, like, not caring about things and being able to be very
care
apathetic.
A lot.
When things happen, they can impact. All right.
You're very sensitive to what's going on, even though you act like you don't care, you do.
Who's first, Floyd?
I think we have Heather.
We have Heather. Yes, yes, yes.
Is this
good morning?
Is this Heather?
Yes.
I knew it. What do you want to ask Janet?
About relationship.
Okay.
How long have you been together, sweetie?
We've known each other for a really long time, but we just started dating recently.
You know, the interesting thing is when you're too close to someone's birthday, like you guys are really close in your months. I mean, you're in February, he's in January. I sometimes see that as sort of a difficulty, especially when the year is the same. Now, one of the things I see with him, he has two sides to his personality. He's very independent, free-spirited, but he really has an analytical side too when it comes to his emotions. He's a little odd when it comes to his feelings about things. You know, it's interesting because he's funny, he's engages, all those things, hardworking, you name it. But when it comes to how he relates to the relationship or expressing, it just isn't there. He struggles with that quite a bit. And you also are the type of person, I see you as partnership oriented. You're an Aquarian, but you have that moon emotional sign in Libra. So that's all about partnerships and relationships. Both of you struggle sometimes with your abilities to relate and the intimacy, the attraction's there, but it's just difficult when it comes to being on the same page sometimes. It's like sometimes you can finish each other's sentences, but then other times it's like there's some sort of difficulty when it comes to communication. So it's not that it can't work, it's just that there is a lot of different things going on. You know what I'm saying? Does this make sense to you? It's like you're spinning your wheels in the relationship.
Kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I like you both. I like your energies. I think you both are really, you know, I would say partnership oriented. He does like his space a lot, his personal space. That's very, very important to him. And you have a Virgo rising, I believe, Pisces on the air, relationship house. So you're very giving of yourself when it comes to partnerships. You do nest with each other in the home. I think that's the one thing I saw, which I thought was great.
Lay some eggs.
No, you nest really well. You're very comfortable with each other. I love that. It's workable, but just have to work on the communication a little bit. If say anything at all, that would be what I would say is the most potent area. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck.
Thanks, Heather. Who's on two, Floyd?
We have Amy.
Hey, Amy, what's your question for Jan and Mid here on Q105?
Good morning. I have a question about my career and a new job that could be coming.
Are you born in the morning or afternoon?
In the morning.
Okay, so you're a very independent person. We're talking freedom seeking, independent. I want to do my own thing. You're a leader, not a follower. But go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's all very true. But I have a job opportunity, and I'm just not sure because I just took a job like 6 months ago.
Well, if it's a lateral move, I would say no. If it's something where you're being promoted, see, you're a really intense person. You know, when it comes to relationships, anything like partnerships, sometimes there's a struggle there. But when it comes to your career, you are really motivated. And you seem like one of these people that when it comes to, you know, career, like you're good at teaching, management, you're an in charge kind of person. So I'm not sure if this is a lateral move. It's just sort of like a promotional thing. But from what I would see, last year sucked with work and job. Now they're falling out of the sky. I mean, opportunities rather. So yeah. I would really look at it. Don't make any decisions till after March 28th, because that's when Mercury goes direct. But the months coming up are going to be very favorable for you. And if this job is something more so of what you're looking for, you know what? I would do it.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah, it's a totally different job. I'm a nurse, so it's a different type of nursing. So that's
Is it more teaching, directing, supervision, that kind of thing?
Well, you know, I'm not positive, but what I'm doing now is teaching. And okay. I love the teaching part of it.
Yeah, you're good at that. Well, you know what? I would love to talk to you further if you ever decide to call me at the office, because my idea of this is if it's something that's a little different and maybe a little, you know, because you're a Leo and you like diversity and change and new things. I mean, you're all about that, but you also like structure. So I see two different things going on with you. But really, if it sounds like something you want, maybe think about it, okay? Because it feels pretty good. Thanks.
All right, next up, Floyd.
We have Mandy.
Mandy. Hi, Mandy. Thanks for calling Q105. What's your question for Jan and Amid?
Hi. I feel like I'm in limbo right now with career and working, and I've done so many different things, and I have, an interview today, but I really want to know, what am I supposed to do?
You're in a cycle right now called a Saturn square. It started December of 2017. So last year has been a little crazy for most people. And it seems like you've been going through this. You went through the same thing a few years back, way back in 2009, 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big transition. So you're in a similar cycle right now. But whatever you started then, now you're having to up it a little bit and make some changes with it. I feel very positive about your life. I do think sometimes you're not lazy at all. You know that. You're creative, you're fun, but you sometimes have to push yourself when it comes to motivation and things Absolutely. Like that. There's a big struggle with that. Once you get going, man, you are like dynamite, but it's this unpredictable thing going on with you that I worry about. But I do like the idea that you are upping your opportunities and making changes and things like that. But I will say, don't be too impulsive, because sometimes having just things be very concise is very important to you too, but you get bored easily and you have to work on having more, I want to say, stability and kind of keeping into a routine. So I would say if you're making a change, my favorite months would have been May, June, or July of 2019.
They're coming up.
Yeah. I don't know if I would say do it now, make a change now. I would say later in the summer, early fall would be the best time, because you have something else coming up around your birthday coming up in October. So okay. Make it really be clear before you're making any decisions or anything.
Good luck
okay?
today. Good luck. We got to run. Thank you. Last call here before we do Cabin Fever Reliever.
Felicity,
what's your question for Janet?
80.
So I've been married for a little over a year, and I think they're going really well, and I just want to make sure that they're going to keep going well.
Oh, a year? That's pretty nice. Wow.
Yeah, most people don't make it that long.
Yeah. I could barely make it 6 months. But anyway, that's another story.
But I don't know what's going on with that.
I don't know what's going on with that whole thing.
Why are you calling Janet after a year? You should still be in the honeymoon. Something's up.
Well, her husband's acting funky right now. You know, he's a good guy. He's a creature of habit, so he doesn't like change. But he's having a lot of funky stuff going on with work and job, and he's feeling a little stressed. But I don't think it's about you. I think it has more to do with things that are going on with him personally.
I saw him at George's on Saturday night, and he was not with a woman.
Horrible. I was there and didn't see him.
What
at
is
all.
This with your husband about money? And man, is he a sex fiend? What is that about?
I don't know what's going on.
She just laughed so uncomfortably.
She was at George's and he had his... Never mind.
Do you know her husband?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were being funny, like
Bob.
Usual.
Bob is all about...
Well, no.
He's a great guy. You guys are very compatible. You have a lot of good... And you're wonderful for him because you create that little balance. He's all freaky sometimes. He's real laid back. When it comes to sex and money, man, he is like feast or famine, but right now we're into feast.
So he's broke and has a lot of sex, or he doesn't have any sex?
He wants
and he's
to
really
do it
rich?
All the time and he's kinky.
Is that true?
Not, I mean, yes and no.
Well, feast or famine, Felicity. Feast or famine.
Yes.
He's either on for 5 days in a row, five times a day, or he doesn't do it for 3 months. I mean, it's like he's, right. You know, it's like I can see it. But he's a great guy. He's not a cheater, none of that stuff. He's a great guy. Yeah. I think you guys are good together. He can be a little self-absorbed, but again, he's a guy. What can I tell you? Don't you guys right. look at me in that funny way either. But anyway, what I would say is I think your marriage is good because I think you really balance him out a lot. You're incredible for him. So don't worry.
Right.
You know, don't sweat the small stuff. It's good. It's a good connection.
I like what, Janet, I like what you just said in all seriousness.
Thank you.
Felicity, you called us for a reason, so something's going on. So, but follow Janet's thinking here.
Yep.
It's nothing you guys have been together for a long enough time to get married. So whatever it is, you guys can get through it. You just have to work through it.
Yep. It's a very good relationship.
And go with him to George's. Have a good time.
You're past the speed phase.
You. You'll see me.
You guys are past the speed phase, the honeymoon stage. You guys are in a good place right now.
Thanks, Felicity. Good luck with everything.
Thank
I
you.
Liked Felicity.
We're all holy or ass-holy.
Whoa! You can't say that.
I didn't say anything wrong.
Caller 10 right now is qualified for our Cabin Fever Reliever. Caller 10, 419-240-1055. You'll be qualified to come out Saturday. Ralphie's to pick out one of four Florida destinations. Good luck as we get you qualified right now. 419-240-1055. More with Janet coming up.
Q105 traffic.
8:38. The morning reboot on Q105. We're hanging out with Janet Amid, who said... As holy.
Yes.
Not something else earlier this morning. I told you I'm off.
I'm off.
That's why I'm here. I corrected. It's good. We're good.
I know what I said.
Before we get done with Janet here, before 9 o'clock, your very first $1,000 payoff keyword of this new version of the contest. You can text if you want.
Can I?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, not that you need the money.
You get a prize.
Don't you just walk into Hollywood Casino and go, boom, $1,000.
I am here.
You win a lot at the casino, don't you?
Do I what?
You win a lot at the casino, don't you?
I don't go very often. When I do go, I do win. Right. I do. In fact, I went with my friends a couple nights ago, and it was last week, and I had $50. So they ate dinner, then we went to this machine. I said, I'm going to play this machine real quick, and then we'll all leave. And I won $1,730. I have a picture of it in here. It just kept spinning.
Do you know, name a beautiful... Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
So let's say Ryan Reynolds walks in.
He's a pretty boy.
He is. Let's say he walked into George's or any bar.
We all went automatically.
And he was single. Like, women and men would just fling themselves at him because he's so good. That's what the machines do when Janet walks into the casino.
Janet walks in.
Money.
Choose us.
I don't know why I'm lucky. I think because my Venus is in Sagittarius in the first house.
Mm. Yeah. My Venus is in your Sagittarius. Who's this, Floyd? Who's the one?
This is Michelle. She wants to know. I don't understand a word you just said.
I said my Venus is in your Sagittarius.
Oh, God.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm here.
What do you want to know from Janet?
I'm surprised. She's asking about career, but I'm surprised you're not asking about love. Man, that is like tough. I'm looking at both of these and I'm saying, I see the work ethic. Amazing. You're just a workaholic. I see that. But I also see some struggles sometimes in relationships. So I'm like, okay, we'll talk about one thing right now. You know, interestingly enough, with regards to career, I see your motivation. You remind me of a lawyer. You know why? Because I know that's not what you do, because you could work well with kids, healthcare. You're really good with all that. But you remind me of a lawyer because you like to debate with people. Your actions, your thoughts are oppositional, which means that you're someone who can debate, you can communicate really well.
I think she means you're argumentative.
My mother would agree with you.
Well, I think you see two sides of a situation, and you like to look at both sides. You don't just look at one side. You're not, I wouldn't say you're linear in your thinking, but you're definitely a very strong, you know, communicator. What do you do for a living?
I actually am going back to work right now. I work at the Metro Parks.
Oh, wow. So what exactly are your job duties?
I do what's called outdoor skills, so I teach canoeing, kayaking, archery.
With kids and stuff like that?
Anywhere from 3 to 100.
See, you're very talented, but I don't know if it's going to be enough for you as you get older because you get bored easily. So you need something that's going to keep you on your toes. Now, if this is something that's different, diverse, like day by day, I think it'd be fabulous for you. You had gone through a cycle way back in 2014 through 17, big transition. The next one's in about 3 years. So whatever's happening now is it's opening up a door for you since last Christmas, but it's very positive. I love your job, and I think it's exactly what you should be doing. But remember what I said. You might get bored after a while and want to, you know, kind of up it a little bit, okay?
I agree completely.
Good luck.
Thanks, Michelle. Working for the Metro Parks. Cool job.
Isn't that?
Who's on two?
Jen, and she is
a Virgo.
My
paper.
Jen.
I'm sorry, sweetheart.
I'm like, I don't know who it is. I want my paper back.
I'm sorry, Deepinel.
We know you steal pens.
I just took two from the front.
Add paper. Yes, you did.
No, I took three.
I believe you're a klepto.
I will give them back.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Is that offensive?
Yeah.
No.
Jen.
Yes.
What do you want to know from Janet? Or do you want to ask me a question?
I'm anxious to see where my career is going to go.
Yeah. I think the porn career is probably up in smoke.
Eric.
So you might want to consider Target.
Will you stop?
Like in the candy section.
Mean.
What's it is nice
he's
to wear
kidding.
A nice
he's
red
kidding.
Shirt and cat.
You are really good with business and numbers and stuff like that, but I don't know if I see you doing that. I love you in healthcare. I think you have a really strong, you're Virgo, so you have that side of your personality that's very sensitive, very compassionate. You do really well in any field where you're into figuring things out, investigation and things like that. You have sort of this humanity thing going on, which I love about you, and I think it's something that you could do extremely well when it comes to working with others in any form of like caring and compassion and taking over and being sort of like this person who's like the in charge type. I'm not sure what you do for a living, but I see what you could be doing.
Let's ask, what do you do for a living?
I'm a massage therapist.
Well, that's the health.
I knew it!
Yeah.
How did you know that?
I feel these things.
You should go into something that, like aromatherapy and things like that too. You know, kind of get more into Reiki and things of that nature along with the massage therapy. I believe in massage therapy. It's medicinal. I get it every 2 weeks. I get it done. And I've been doing that since I was a kid. I believe so much in it. And I think that's a great craft for you to be in. But kind of, you know, get into something more, like add a little bit to it, like aromatherapy and herbs and things like that.
Essential oils.
Essential oils.
Real pyramid scheme thing.
Yeah. Because I think you're very good at what you do. You're in the perfect field. Seriously. It's wonderful. I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jen. We appreciate the phone call. Totally forgot music. Oy Vey is right. It's 8:44. No music. I told you I'm off of today. We've had a good collection of callers today, but we've got the singing signs on the way.
I know, but I want to also mention to people out there, Venus moves into Pisces. Didn't we put this on the
We don't have a website. No, we share.
What am I sending it to you guys for?
So that we can review and be ready to have it on the air. We practice. Ready?
I do.
Sagittarius.
Mercury goes direct on the 28th. Venus goes into Pisces. Great for Aries, Taurus, and Pisces people. You're going to start feeling better at the end of the week.
I'm just in some kind of one-day funk. I'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
We had a great weekend. Floyd and I had a double date together. We laughed.
You guys went on a date with people?
We did.
We enjoyed each other's partners.
I went with CC. It was a big orgy of fun. We went to Yang's. Have you ever been to Yang's?
I love that Chinese restaurant. Mm-hmm.
They don't sell alcohol anymore.
That's a good restaurant, though.
It's delicious, but they don't serve alcohol. Oh! That lady totally propositioned me.
What lady?
The waitress.
The waitress, yeah.
She did?
Do you remember what she said?
No, but she was all about the chase.
Yeah, she was like, here's your fortune cookie, and I give you a little more if you want. I was like, whoa!
And we were just like,
was she old?
Whoa, ma'am.
Older?
No, but she was new because she was surprised when I said, you used to have beer here. And then the nice girl at the front said, you know, they didn't make enough to keep the liquor license, so they got rid of it.
No, what was said was when we all, like, raised the eyebrows, when you're like, do I pay here or up there? She goes, no, I pay, you stay there, but you can go up there if you want to.
That's so gross!
I almost turned into Robert Kraft. 8:45, the signs are on the way with Janet Amid, and your very first keyword to win, a very first national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff before 9.
Picking it up, picking it up. I'm living, so we turning up. Yeah, we turning up.
8:59, final few minutes with Janet Amid. But first, make sure you text your national keyword call to 95819 for the $1,000 payoff. Text your national keyword call to 95819. That contest is back. We are as well. The Morning Reboot, Eric Chase, Floyd, and our astrologer, Janet Amid.
Yay!
Hi.
Yeah.
Did Floyd and I have a good double date on Saturday night?
You told me you went for Chinese and it was really good.
And Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Was that good? Good.
We enjoyed it.
What is that? A movie?
The Willy Wonka.
Musical.
It's a musical.
Yeah.
You had to go sit and watch people sing and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't like musicals.
Did you give it a chance.
No.
Did you see the movie?
No. Yeah, I did. But I don't like anything on stage like that. I get all these tickets as a symphony and all that. Stranahan. I just don't go.
Do you think he stole those little orange people from
oh my God.
Like when you were watching the movie? You think he took those little orange people?
What are you talking? What, like what?
You think he took them?
You're talking about Gene? What's his name?
Gene Wilder. Is he alive?
Is he alive?
He's dead. He died, right?
He just died. Yeah.
Oh, he looked like death.
He was like 98 or something.
No, I remember when Gilda Radner died. I think he went down the tubes after that.
Were they married?
She died. They were married. They were love of each other's life. They met on Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. And this was in 89 she died. I remember.
Yeah, well, in like 73, he loved taking little people from where they lived.
Oh, stop.
And claimed that there were snozzle wangers.
Yeah.
There.
He was great. I didn't know he died.
He did. Girl, he was old.
Well, I mean, he wasn't a fossil.
Yes, he was.
Was he a fossil?
He looked kind of rough, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
He's in a better place.
I think when she died, I think it took him downhill. I think that happens.
When you're, the love of your life passes on, you lose your life force.
They were really soulmates. I looked at their charts.
We have signs.
Yes.
We are moving Venus into
Pisces on March 26th.
Okay.
So they can go on my website and they can look at it because it's all the signs of the zodiac for the week, every week.
Okay.
So we'll start with
Aries.
For all you Aries out there, Venus, the planet of love, transiting in the sensitive sign of Pisces, lends a hand to creating closure with regards to past issues. Along with sentiment, creativity are the key points this month. Also a good week to try your hand at something remarkable, like something creative. Taurus.
Taurus.
Your friends may be a strong sense of support this week as Venus and Pisces add lift to your everyday interactions, work, or play. However, you may be also feeling the pressures of building up at home as you work very hard to be everything to everyone else. Gemini.
Gemini.
I'm so cute. Your work situation may start to lighten up this week with Venus hovering over the zenith part of your chart, which is your career, job, and work. You may soon discover that you are in order to achieve goals. Extra work may be required. Support with family and friends is indicated. Cancer.
Cancer.
Though you are a creature of at heart and also of habit, sentimental by nature, this week as Venus moves into Pisces, you might find a sudden desire to travel or do something kind of out of the ordinary. Specifically, stepping out of your comfort zone would be a good thing. Leo.
Leo.
Take a good look at what is happening in your money house. You may actually be a little surprised. Good week to blow off steam or just follow your instincts of speculation. Love can be interesting and mildly wild. Virgo.
Virgo.
Your relationship house.
The beauty.
Both personal and work related may be kind of crazy this week as you strive to be more grounded. A good week to focus on money situations that have been unnerving. Also, family members may be getting on your last nerve, to say the least. Time to put things in perspective. Libra.
Libra.
This is your week to hyper-focus on health, diet, and fitness. Jumpstart by staying focused. Also, your sense of responsibility is on overload this week as you take way too much on. If you're starting a diet, do it after March 28th, though. Scorpio.
That's it. 3 days of fat and carbs.
Eat whatever you want till March 28th, and then on that Monday following. Do it. Scorpio.
Scorpio.
Though you are rather cautious at heart, specifically where money is concerned, this is a good week to kind of put everything in perspective with finances. Also, relationships, new or existing, can be rather exciting, yet a little unpredictable. In addition, a good week to begin a new regimen or do something proactive after March 28th. Sag.
Sag!
This week, you may find yourself more willing to take care of small, minor details that have been left on your back burner. Also, your tolerance level is like zero in the family area. Your money situation may also straighten up this week. However, be aware of your tendency to be a little impulsive. Capricorn.
Capricorn.
Time to really buckle down and focus on your priorities. Also, changes in the workplace are likely to happen. It is up to you to speak out. Patience is a virtue. However, let others know where you stand after March 28th when Mercury goes direct, because you do not want it to backfire. Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Now that Venus is going through your money house, you may find that there is more to sing about. The cycle brings in gain and opportunity. A good week to kind of, you know, get your priorities together financially. Pisces.
Pisces.
Now that Venus is going through your own sign, you may find yourself a bit more in tune to situations taking place around you. Good keen cycle for awareness. Great period to get your creative juices going. If anyone would like to get a hold of me at the office, the number is 419-882-5510, 419-882-5510, or janetamid@aol.com. And remember, April 7th, psychic event, the Maumee Pinnacle. Doors open at 8:30. It's going to be fun. And you're going to stop in.
We will be there. I'll be there.
I want. And remember, my ex is going to be at the front taking the $5 admission. So yep. Tell him you're from the radio station.
Because you get along with your ex better than anybody in history.
That's true.
He's my best friend.
That's awesome. That's
how long
good.
How long is Floyd's relationship going to last?
Whoa.
They're going to be together for a long time.
Okay.
We're good.
He's good.
How about my thing?
I like.
Is my thing going to be all right?
I love her. Okay. I love your thing. Okay. I love her. I think she is. You don't know. You know what's interesting? I must say this on the air.
Yeah,
it's okay.
All right.
You don't ask me about many girls.
No, I don't.
At all. I think this is the first one you've really asked me about. And I.
A year ago.
Well, I don't know. Was that somebody?
It just takes time.
Yeah, but no, but maybe two at the most.
Yeah.
This is the second. But you when so I know you really like somebody when you ask.
What she means is I'm usually asking about men.
Well, he doesn't. You don't ask for advice. You don't say, okay, what do you think? You just kind of say, well, what do you think?
You think I take advice from you?
You don't.
No,
I do.
I appreciate your insight.
But you also always think on your own. You're very independent thinking. But you like to you like to bounce it off of me.
Yeah.
But you also kind of do your own thing.
Because
I love her.
You are wise. You do have a lot of great experiences
yes,
to share.
I do.
And I wouldn't buy any of your astrology crap if you didn't have a psychological background, which you do.
Yeah, I do. I definitely do. But I really love her. I think she is amazing. I think she's kind. I love her.
She brought me chocolate and peanut butter beer the other day.
I love her. She's incredible. All right, and I want the best for you.
Well, thank you.
You're like my little brother.
You're
like my little brother from another mother.
And religion. Don't forget religion.
We're very similar.
We prove that Arabs and Jewish people can get along.
I love Jewish people. Yes, absolutely.
You done?
I'm Baptist.
We love you.
A Jew, an Arab, and a black guy walk into the studio. 9:06, the morning reboot.
Love Baptists.
She's only saying that because you're sitting there.
We got good music.
That's true.
The morning reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance. This is. Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
It's 9:20 with the morning reboot on Q105. Eric, Chase, and Floyd at 12:20 is your next chance to play the $1,000 payoff. Get a national keyword from Russ and try to win that money here on Q105. You can text this show anytime. We keep an eye on the text messages throughout the day. 419-240-1055. Floyd and I were fortunate enough to attend Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
At the Stranahan over the weekend. I know that this is not appropriate behavior by many people, but I like to think for the most part, I think I exercise good judgment, and I know a lot of people think that some of my judgments are off, but that's fine.
Right.
My intention is not malicious. I might have sent a direct message to the lead of the show.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
Did he reply?
Maybe.
Did you tell him that he was really good?
I said
it was amazing.
So my legal last name is the same as his.
Oh,
so like we're practically brothers,
right?
So I said, "Thanks for a great show in Toledo. Good luck the rest of the walk away." And FWIW, what that means?
FWIW. No.
For what it's worth.
Oh, okay. I would have had to Google it.
For what it's worth, I'm another Weisberg, and he said thanks.
Awesome.
I had good seats set up in the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the show. We liked the second act more than the first. It was well done. Good show. But you had some smell problems and child problems.
We had excellent seats. Like, could not ask for more for what it was worth that we had.
Except for the smell?
Except for the smelly family in front of us.
And the kids?
And the
what happened?
Child. The child wasn't too bad. So, like, first off, when the family came in, they rode in, like, six deep. There was a grandfather, three children, and the parents. So they get, and they're in front of us, and the wife is kind of looking at the guy, and he's like, she's like, what seat is that? He was like, 18. And he's like, and she goes, well, that's my seat. And he's like, okay. She's like, that's my seat. And then we're like, so I look at Stefan, I go,
okay, Veruca, calm down.
I go, they're a family. It doesn't matter what seat it is. You know what I mean? Like, you could just sit. So then she had said something to him, and he, like, snapped at her. And
The dad.
And took, so there's 1, 3, 4, 5, 6. He was holding 6 tickets. Looked at her and just threw them in her face. And she goes, what the bleep was that for? He's like, you know. And he just sat down. And then when he sat down, this smell wafted in my face. And I was like, it was like, whoosh. And I go, like, Stefan goes, are you okay? I go, you don't smell that? And he's like, no. I go, He's like, do they stink? I go, the dad smells like cigarettes and feet.
Mm.
Like, it was just like, it wasn't like a body odor. It was like when you pick up something from the basement and bring it to the surface, and you're like, that smells musty. Like
dank.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
So you moved.
So, he didn't smell him. Try not to say your real name. Sorry. So, but then later he goes, I get, because every time he moved, it like wafted. So, whatever, we dealt with the smell. Like, you smell something for 10 minutes. It's scientifically proven you don't smell it anymore. So we got over it. Now, they had this child who was very into Act One, and he loved it. But he does this thing that kids do that I can't stand. When you're like, say you're sitting in a booth at a restaurant, and there's one kid in another booth, he got up, turned around, and just stared at us for like 15 minutes. But when you're being stared at by a kid, it feels like an eternity. You're like, and he was a ginger. So I was like, oh, he's totally stealing our souls right now.
Was he like, why is the black man with the white man?
Well, we didn't. Okay, so when he was doing it all through the show. We didn't think that he was looking at us, but then Stefan had brought up the fact that every time he turned around, he did turn around and he would glance down at our hands and then look back up at
us. You should have put your tongue so far down his throat.
So, and then he had made a joke like, oh, well, he saw his first gay couple at the musical theater. Stereotype.
Gay interracial couple.
Oh, yeah, because I am dark and he is very pale.
You should have given that kid a show.
So anyway, so the family and they were talking the whole time. And then like I'll call him little CG, chubby ginger, little chubby ginger boy. It was like he was talking the whole time. Like, but he was I can respect talking in something when you want to know something. So he was like asking his dad about the play and like, oh, but like getting information. However, what I don't respect is that you're sitting three people away from your father and you're like, dad. I'm like, can you move him back next to you? So second act, we decided we're going to move seats. So we move the seats over. We're like, okay, we're away from chubby ginger boy. If we're a family, we're all good. However, they decided they wanted to play seat swap too. Second act, chubby ginger boy sat in front of me the whole time and just stared. And I go, this is awkward. Turn around, look. Oompa loompas. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like that person in church when like the preacher is preaching or whatever, and a kid turns around, I'm like, look.
Did he listen? Jesus.
No, but it was okay. But his siblings fell asleep, so that was the quietness of that riffraff. I guess husband and wife got their life together, but he like whipped the tickets at her. Like it wasn't like, well, here, take these in a gentle toss. Like, hey, babe, you forgot your coat. I grabbed it for you. Sweater toss. No, she had said something, and he was like snapped at her, and he was just like, here. And like you just heard the papers hit her face like, like, you know what I mean? And what was that for? He's like, you know. And I just go, ooh.
I love going to a show at Stranahan. It emphasizes one of the great reasons I love living here.
Mm-hmm.
I think I dress mostly appropriately for things. Think Stranahan, theater, show. Like, you guys were dressed up. Mm-hmm. Stefan had a tie on. I think, dressed fine. But
we were raised in the theater because we know.
But here in Toledo.
Theater etiquette and stuff. So we're like, oh, this is how we should dress.
Here you can wear just about anything. And I don't think I underdressed, but some people when they go to a show are slightly underdressed.
It's like I told you when we went to see Queen Latifah and we felt that, because we're like, I've never been in the peristyle, but like we walked in, like everyone's like dressed up in their like sequin gowns and like three-piece suits and like bow ties. I'm like, oh, we're at the Academy Awards. And like Stefan goes, I think we're underdressed. And then as soon as we said that, someone from above in our brains were like, you should look to the left of you. We turned to the left and there's this guy coming down with a ripped jeans and a Lynyrd Skynyrd shirt. And we both looked at each other. And we go, we good.
You can never be.
We are so good.
Toledo Museum of Art, zoo, Mexican restaurants, and you can never be underdressed in Toledo. Yeah. Last question for this segment at 9:28 with the morning reboot. You were with George's on Saturday, right?
Yes.
Did you see a bachelorette party there? Petite brunette girl?
No. However, we went to Legends beforehand, and there were like three bachelorette parties inside
there. This is George's.
Not that I saw.
I have a story that I'll share with you, and maybe you know what was going on.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll share with you off the air. Most liked tweet. We'll do that before we wrap up today's show. Remember, after 10 o'clock, if you missed any part of today's show, I don't blame you. I wasn't very good today. It's all on me. But you can text Eric. Floyd was fine. I was
on the A game. I'll take this L.
419-240-1055. Text Eric to that to get the podcast of today's show. Say I can't talk. And make sure you get subscribed. Q105. 9:42 on Q105. It's the morning reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd. Same thing we do as we wrap up every day show. Whoops, I'm off it.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure are. The most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
You want me to start with my tweet or do you want to start yours?
Yeah, give me a home run today.
I'm hopefully. Oh, man. Mine is from @funnyteacher. While I love all my students, the list of names I can never give my future offspring continues to grow. I feel that on a personal level.
I never thought about that. Hashtag teacher problems.
Hashtag teacher problems.
From Playboy Sivri CVR. This is a hard one, but I retweeted him. You'll never be able to convince me that many women wanted to blank Flava Flav.
Oh, yeah, because there's three seasons. Stop doing that face. I love Flavor Flav. He gave hope for people that look like cockroaches everywhere.
He was still rich, though. He had a lot of money.
Still like a cockroach.
Money makes you look better.
I don't know.
9:43 with the morning reboot. 12:20 today, your next chance to win the $1,000 payoff. Russ will give you a national keyword to try to win that contest.
12 o'clock. Noon.
Rude.
Noon.
Cabin fever reliever.
Yes.
Ruff.
Woof. Ruffle.
Woof. Noon with Ruff. Ruff Rider. Featuring DMX. Noon today with Russ to win that. More correct information on our website, Q1055.com. I need to go find something today to get my rhythm back because I don't know what the hell's wrong with me today. I'm a whole mess.
Do you have anything planned afterwards?
No.
Restart. Just go home, collect yourself.
Go to sleep till tomorrow. Good idea, Flav.
Thank you. I know you so well.
Text the keyword Eric if you'd like to get this awful show for today.
Also, and my mom just texted me. She's in the hospital.
What?
She just texted me. I don't know how to process that. Okay, sorry. We're going to have a good day.
Okay, text Eric to 419-240-1055. You'll get the podcast link after 10 o'clock. Make sure you get subscribed. I hope Mama Donna's okay.
She says, hey, if you can't get a hold of me, at St. Charles, my pain has not gone away.
From her tumble last week?
Yeah. That's okay. Mama, Dad, I'll text you later.
You are too old to be tripping over laundry baskets.
Yeah, I got the text message. I'm saying, okay.
That's what I'm going to say from now whenever Cece and I might do something like that. Yep, we tripped over a laundry basket.
Well, take care of my mom, St. Charles.
Okay. 5:45 till 10 tomorrow, each and every weekday, actually. We'll be here on Q105. We hope you join us in the morning reboot.
Q105. $1,000 payoff. Give me that, give me that.